It appears rather gruesome, wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is normally a collection of super chill, fun, eclectic music, and some of it still is today, but some of it is also reflective of some of the emotions that I'm having about the Charlottesville rally that occurred over the weekend. So we're gonna do a little bit of talking about that and working through some stuff about that, because I am Jewish. Seeing neo-Nazis march in the streets of the United States was something that really genuinely shook me to my core. So this show is going to be a slight bit different. I have talked about these issues on the air before. I don't think that they've ever been hitting me so hard or so close to home as they are right now. Some of the music transitions might be not the smoothest in the world, but they are what they are. I'm going to be playing some stuff and talking a little bit off the cuff. And yeah, I think that it's genuinely very important to start talking about this if you haven't already. So I am going to start off the show, though, with my favorite song of 2017 so far, which is Love Stuck by Mother Mother off of No Culture, and then we're going to dive right on in. So please enjoy that. I hope you do stick around. And yeah, welcome to Particles and Waves.
Flew away.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Love Stuck by Mother Mother off of the album No Culture. So, all right. The first thing that I want to play now is actually not a song. It is a poem. It's a spoken word poem that is now 11 years old and has never stopped being vitally, crucially, incredibly important to me, and is even more so now. There is a content language warning. The author is a woman named Vanessa Hittery. She goes by the Hebrew Mamita. This is her title poem, and it definitely contains some angry language, I suppose. I think I should probably just put something of a mild, like, swearing warning over the rest of the show. But I wanted to play this because, again, I felt incredibly taken aback and affected and upset and a whole host of other emotions that I still can't name yet over seeing what's going on in the U.S. right now. Because even though I'm in Canada and enjoy a lot of protection and a lot of privilege over where I live and what I look like, it still cuts so incredibly, incredibly deep. And despite the fact that actual Nazis were actually marching through Virginia, there hasn't been a huge amount of people talking as deeply about the fact that Jews are watching this. And it is not to say that they should replace anybody else who is hurting. But they we need to be included in this conversation, and we want to be. And we're hurting right now, a lot of us, or moving on to anger. So this poem, The Hebrew Mamita, is one of the most empowering things that I've ever heard, and I still listen to it, and it still gives me chills, so I want to play it out. I've been recommending that people listen to it all weekend on Twitter. I really wanted to play that, and then I'm going to shift to Serena Ryder with Firewater, and then an Israeli artist, Noga Erez, with her title track from her album Off the Radar.
I meet a guy in a bar that's cute. He wears L.L. Bean duck boots and guards my bar stool when I have to go pee. He asks me out to dinner for the following Tuesday. I decline. Tuesday is Yom Kippur, I will be fasting. You're Jewish? Wow, you don't look Jewish. You don't act Jewish. And he says it in this tone that sounds like he's complimenting me. And I say, nothing. I say nothing when which combined with a flirty smile translates to thank you. I say nothing because I'm drunk on denial coladas. I say nothing because I got a contact high of someone's anti-Semitic crack pipe. I say nothing because somewhere along my life's graph, I've been swayed to believe that being Jewish is not too cool, not too sexy. I say nothing because I'm in a deep sleep, a snow white coma, destined to meet my prince 5 years later in the form of stone in Jerusalem named the Wailing Wall. Our lips press, flesh to cool granite. I place folded paper with written prayers for the dead in a nook. In a nook in the wall next to a woman with concentration camp numbers tattooed on her forearm. Surrounded by fervent praying and body swaying, I am far more awake than I ever thought possible. I suddenly remember the exodus of the Israelites, and I walk barefoot from the wall in the desert to the bar and look for the guy with the duck boots. He's not there, but I have something to say to him. He's not there, but I have a response to his statement. He's not there, so I make a soapbox and reenact the scene. Bartender, tell me I don't look Jewish. Tell me I don't act Jewish, because I'm thinking, I'm saying, what does Jewish look like to you? Should I fiddle on a fucking roof for you? Should I humor you with oy veys and refuse to pay? Oh, because you know how we like to Jew you down. chew you down, I'd like to throw you down. Cause I walked here long miles on hot sand to publicly repent my sins cause I almost forgot. 6 million die without having the option of giggling on bar stools. Almost forgot that concentration camp survivors are now a dying generation that my children may never have the sensation of seeing in person. And if you must see me as that blood-sucking Jew, see me as that pesky mosquito that bites and sucks the prejudice right out of you. Don't get it twisted, because you might live in New York City where you can buy knishes at Stan's for $1.50. We only make up 2.2% of the American population, you see. Many in other parts of the country are not feeling me. I'm not trying to compete in a contest of oppression. Just feel the need to mention the miserable tension I feel in my heart when people say things like, the blacks and the Jews, oh, they just don't get along. Just feel the need to say I can't be the only exception to the rule. Just the one right now using my poetry as a tool to maybe change just one heart tonight. Cause I'm the Hebrew mamita, long lost daughter of Abraham and Sarah, the sexy oy vey, matzah eating, chutzpah having, non-cheaping, non-conspiracizing, always questioning, hip-hop listening, Torah scroll reading, all people loving, pride-filled Jewish girl. Bigging up all people who are a little miffed cause someone tells you you don't look like or act like your people. Impossible, cause you are your people. You just tell them they don't look, period.
You got the fire water running through ya, the kind of remedy that will undo ya. Trying to get the pain to go away, saying all the things you shouldn't say. You're acting like you never even knew me, you're everything you never wanted to be. Trying to get the pain to go away, playing all the games you shouldn't play.
Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. Hear me, no one sees me, no one. I'm off the radar.
On August 15th, Canadians celebrate Acadia with a show like none other in Canada's capital. Grab your instruments and head over to Parliament Hill for 6 p.m. to take part in a huge tintamarre for National Acadian Day. At 8:30 p.m., it's showtime at Jacques Cartier Park in Gatineau at the incredible Mosaic Canada site. Roach Voisin, Kevin Parent, Patsy Gallant, Joey Robin Haché, Lulu Hughes, and many more will be on hand to entertain you. Admission is free for everyone. For details, go to canada15aout.ca.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. So you just heard Noga Erez with a song called Off the Radar off of her album of the same name. Before that, Serena Ryder with Firewater off of the album Utopia, and Vanessa Hittery with her titular poem Hebrew Mamita. When I was organizing this radio show, I knew I wanted to play a couple of really key songs, and there would be a bit of a progression, starting with anger and defiance and all of these like really intense emotions that were exemplified by the Hebrew Mamita poem. And then I now want to move on to the middle ground, I suppose you could say, because this next song is really very, it represents two different things, because over the weekend I went a tiny bit, like I wrote some stuff on Twitter that got a little bit of attention, and it was jumping off of somebody who tweeted that you couldn't be anti-Nazi and pro-Israel at the same time. And I hesitate ever to say the I word in public unless I know exactly who I'm talking to, but I kind of snapped because no, that's just so super fucking wrong and is really an example of how there's a lot of work to be done in terms of anti-Semitism in progressive circles and some stuff to sort of unpack. There's a lot of baggage. It is very, you know, it is not impossible, but it's going to be painful, but it's something we have to do. And now is really the time to do it. It's been the time to do it for a good long while, but the timeline's kind of ramped up, as it were. So jumping off of this just a tiny bit, one of the things that I said and something that I really genuinely believe is that I certainly, and I think almost every North American Jew that you know, has a really complicated personal relationship with the state of Israel. And it's time to really, all I want to say is that it's time to accept that that complexity as the norm rather than the exception. That, you know, to allow us to have a multifaceted relationship with a place and with a concept and with a people who are our people, and to give us the space and the respect and the understanding and the room at the table to be able to have that and also participate in social justice the way that we want to. So, and it also really, really makes me so sad because, you know, the issue with, you know, the Middle East and with a lot of the really fierce emotions about it, to put it lightly, is that there's so much wonderful culture and there's so much amazingness that's part of who I am that I think gets lost on a lot of people because it's just, you know, they never get to delve really deep into the world and the culture and the language and the songs and the music. So that, with all of that in mind, I want to play a Hebrew song for you that was kind of a big, it was a hit on the Israeli charts when it was first released. It was by a band named Sheva, and it's really been an anthem sort of for youth movements ever since because it's in both Hebrew and Arabic, and it's called Salam, which means peace in Arabic. But the rest of the words are in Hebrew, and it goes Od yavo shalom aleinu ve'al kulam, which means peace will come upon us and upon everyone. And this is so I want to really play this song that reflects both the complexity of who we are, who I am, what the work that needs to be done, but also to hopefully introduce to listeners this really beautiful song that I've you know, it's many, many years old now, but is so beautiful and so full of hope and so reflective of, you know, what I see could be. So, yeah, I hope you do enjoy it.
עוד יבוא שלום עלינו, יבוא שלום עלינו ועל כולם. יבוא שלום עלינו, יבוא שלום עלינו, יבוא שלום עלינו ועל כולם. עוד יבוא שלום עלינו, יבוא שלום עלינו ועל כולם. סלם עלינו ועל כל העולם. סלם, סלם, סלם עלינו. Salam, salam, eh, eh.
You were sorry 100 times or more. I can, I won't, I'll tell you that I don't, but I need you on my side. And I'll stay, I'll go, I'll tell you I'm in love, but I need you on my side. I need you on my, I need you on my, I can.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a track called On My Side by Gordy. It is currently a single, but she has a new album called Reservoir that is coming out soon. Before that, Sheila Vierkamp with Absinthe off of the album Lapis, and Salam by Sheva off of, I found it on something called Shades of World Music 4, because the actual album itself is a little hard to find nowadays. This next set is not so much political. It's just genuinely some really good music. We all do need time to sort of chill with really good music. And so I'm going to start this one off with Offa Rex, which is the side project of the Decemberists with another songwriter. They have an album. It's called The Queen of Hearts. I've been listening to it ever since I played a track from it. Oh, God, was it only last week? It genuinely feels like it's been a month since I last sat in this chair. Anyway, The Queen of Hearts is an excellent album so far. It's been in rotation for me quite a lot. And so this is a track from it called The Gardener.
Stood at her father's doorway, as straight as willow wand. By there came a gardener bold, with a red rose in his hand, with a red rose in his hand. You shall have my rose, fair maiden, if you'll give your flower to among the flowers in your father's garden. I'll make a gown for thee, I'll make a gown for thee. And it shall be of sweet-smelling thyme, your apron celandine, your petticoat of the chamomile. Come kiss, sweetheart, and join. Love shall be of the clover flower, your shoes of the rose fine. I'll line them with the cornflower blue. So join your love with mine, with mine. So join your love. Among the winter showers. with a wind gale at your breast, your breast, with a wind gale at your breast. The horse that you shall ride upon will be on the wintry gray, and every time that you pass by, I'll wish you were
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
That was a track called Everybody's Trying to Steal Your Heart by Fast Romantics off of their absolutely phenomenal album, American Love. Before that, Float Away by Kashka off of Relax, and The Gardener by Authorex from The Queen of Hearts. I've got time, just enough time, for two more songs. The first one is very, very short. It's less than 2 minutes long, but it's something I wanted to kind of end on because I started out this show full of a lot of anger and like righteous anger, I would say, and, you know, a poem that was very much for me a call to power and a call to action. I've gone through and, you know, played a song that is about peace from a region that struggles with peace. And now I want to play this tiny little blip of a song from a musical that I grew up listening to, which is South Pacific. South Pacific tells the story of a bunch of nurses and army people, you know, in the South Pacific during the Second World War. It's a love story primarily, but and it's like such a fundamental part of my childhood. It's weird to have to explain it, even though I know I have to. But the thing that I love about this, the main character, whose name is Nellie, is this first solo song that she sings, which is called Cockeyed Optimist. Because ever since 2016, I've really kind of realized how important it is to own that I'm an optimist. It's very easy to become a pessimist. It's very easy to, you know, go with, yep, the world is over. Yep, we're done. But I can't. I can't at all. Optimism is necessary. It is not being naive. I'm incredibly aware. I have a lot of anxiety. I am very aware of what's going on in the world. But I have to believe and I have to act on things getting better and, you know, going positively, because otherwise I would cease to function. And so this song has become something of an anthem for me. And hopefully, you know, I wanted to end this show on this kind of note. So yeah, please enjoy.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart.
All right, yes, cockeyed optimists unite and believe that the world's going to be better, because it is. I really do think so, but it's a process. So that's going to be my show for today. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves, and please stay tuned for even more awesome campus independent radio. I am going to sign off with a track from Rococo's EP, which is called Young Ones. The song is called Brutal, and yeah, I will catch you all next week.
Light of my own eye. Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us.